4. And while you're turning, this is the way we will do this. It'll work out really good. The ushers will put those little pieces of paper to vote whether or not to approve the ministry statements in the offering plates. And as the offering plate passes by you, you will get one of those and put money in return. Now remember, take a slip to vote, put money in this place for the Gideon, and then pass the plate on, and they will receive that money, count it, and then you will fill out that little ballot and give it to the ushers as you leave. Simple enough? Okay. 2 Kings chapter 4. We're preaching a series of messages on the ministry of Elisha. And last Sunday morning, God worked it out so in the arranging as we were progressing in the study, it just so happened that we were at the widow that had two sons. And we talked about that last Sunday morning, about mothers and the mother that minded God and God provided for her. Sunday night, we began this message on the woman at Shuma. She had a husband. And we got so far in it, we'll continue that message this morning and perhaps finish it next Sunday morning, or at least we'll look the next stage. But in this particular chapter, we see Elisha as he's traveling. He goes from village to village. He is over the sons of the prophets. He ministers to them. He does the will of God, and he's passing through. Remember, this is before Holiday Inns or Hilton Hotels. There was no place, no inns for to stay. And God had put it on this woman of Shuma's heart. We don't know her name. God does. To let him come in and provide a meal for him, he and his servant Gehazi, as they were traveling from village to village. And then God showed her some things, and she had, first of all, an acknowledgement of who he was. Because we're talking, remember, how she could make a statement that she made with the son on the deathbed, laying on the prophet of God's bed that she had provided, and going to the man of God to ask for help. She made the statement before he was ever restored to life, "It is well." And the question before us this morning, God's going to answer in his word, is how can you, from the bottom of your heart, say to anyone, "It's well," when you have a son dead? Well, we'll provide the answer here. God provides the answer. First of all, God calls her a great woman. Not only she was great for acknowledging God's man, who he was, but doing something about it, providing, using the provisions God had given her and her husband. And she went to her husband and says, "I perceive that this is a holy man of God." She acknowledged that, and she did something about it, and they made a room so when he was passing by, every time he could stop, eat a meal, spend as long as he wanted to in that room, he and his servant. And God provided for her to do that. If you're willing to do something for God and you acknowledge that God has given you a mission in life and you want to serve him, he will take care of all the arrangements. Not only the acknowledgement of who God's man was, but God was in the arrangements. And as a man of God passed by, over and over again, she would feed him that wonderful meal, and then he would go in, he'd have a chair, a table, a lamp, and he was sufficiently taken care of. And then on a particular night, God spoke to the prophet's heart and said, "Elisha, this woman is a great woman. She is doing so much for the kingdom of God by helping the man of God that we have to repay her." So the prophet goes to her, actually uses a servant to go to her and says, "What can be done? We can acknowledge you because you have accomplished so much. The work God has given you to do, you have accomplished it. You have fed the man of God. You have provided the place for the man of God. And you acknowledge that God was in the arrangements. Now, by the grace of God, we want to award you." I know the king. I can speak to you by the king. Perhaps get your husband a good job somewhere. I can speak to the captain of the host. What can be done if you? And she makes a statement. It's a profound statement. She says, "We're content just where we are." Contentment. That comes part of greatness. The reason she could be able to say later on with a son that was dead, it is well. Everything's well. Why? Because God's on the throne. I have acknowledged him. I am accomplishing that which he wants me to do, and I refuse the awards for it. I'm just a servant of the Most High God, just doing what he wants me to do. But then the story continues. The prophet of God says, now, God just not content, nor never will be content for you to use what God has given you in acknowledgement of who he is and what his work is, and to accomplish his goal through you, there has to be some awards given. Monetarily, no. Recognition, no. And God knows best, so let God choose the rewards. The scripture says that we don't ask God for, you can if you want to, but I found a better way. Ask God to do for you what he wants to do for you. You may pick and choose and say, I want to be this, I want to achieve this. Wouldn't it be better to let God and his plan for you to let the achievements be from his throne room that which you need? And so the man of God says to her, about this time next year, according to the manner of life, you are going to have a son. She said, oh, man of God, don't deceive me. Don't lie to your servant. Too old, past childbearing age, no doubt. Oh, no, God's in the award-giving business. You don't want it to recognition. You don't want those awards for prestige or popularity, but God gives rewards. He's going to give you a son. So she was very well pleased. The son grows into a young lad. He's out in the field one day, helping his father. He says, my head, my head. And the father says to the lad that's in the field with him, carry this young man to his mother, the mother that God called a great woman because of her accomplishments, because of her achievements, because of her willing to let God give the rewards according to his way. God called her great. So we can use what God did and say she's a great woman. And now she has in her arms a dead son. God gave it to him. She knows what to do with the dead son. She doesn't take him and lay him on his bed, nor she doesn't take him and lay him on her bed. She takes him and lays him on the servant of God's bed. She puts him in God's hands. Oh, greatness to God is you have troubles, you have sorrows, difficulties, all things happen to you, get to God. Get the young man to the bed of a man of God that you provided for. She says, it'll be all right there, but I need to get to the man of God. So she tells the servant, get me transportation ready. And she goes as fast as she can. Elisha sees her coming. And when God knows where you are, he knows where I am. And he knows what it will take to get you back to him. So here she's traveling through the desert, over the hills, to the man of God. And God's man sees her coming and knows who she is at a distance. And when we're approaching the throne room of God, even before we have a trial, he sees us wherever we are. He sees us coming. He recognizes who we are. He sends Gehazi to her. And let's read the scripture together. In the fourth chapter of the book of 2 Kings. Verse 26. Run out, pray thee, to meet her and send her. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. How could she do this? Because of past achievements, past acknowledgments, past appointments for the man of God, for the service of God. Got her in a position that when everything that she was given, child that she longed for that she could never have. When God awarded her with the child and God took the child, she could still say in her heart, "It is well." Oh, there's no wonder to me I left that little song, "It is well with my soul." Not well with the economy, not well with my health, not well with a lot of things in this world. But one thing that I know, it is well, it is well with my soul. You can say that no matter what happens. So, of course, the man of God takes charge, and we'll continue the thought next Sunday, Lord willing. Elisha has been given the charge now, and he knows, he has acknowledgement of who God is. He has been given a certain amount of authority. So have you, so have I. We can take our petition to the throne room, knowing that the God of heaven hears and answers your prayer, and he tells us what to do. And of course, he sends Gehazi, and he goes, and the son is restored to life. An amazing thing. No wonder God called her great for all these reasons. And God's looking at you, and he's looking at me, and he knows what I need. He knows what you need. And there will be times in their life when it seems as though there's no hope. But if we're willing to do what she did and accomplish what he wants us to and achieve the purpose that he has put us here and acknowledge everything is, then we can say when difficulty comes, trials, tribulation, loss of a son, loss of a daughter, loss of parents, loss of health, all those things may be true, but we can get to God and God sees us coming. We can say from the bottom of our heart, "It is well." And we like that thought so good, we'll say it again. "It is well with my soul." And if you can say that, everything else in your life will pass. Pains, the heartaches, but the soul, the contentment, life eternal, forever and ever to be with him. That's the most important thing. Would you stand? Your heads are bowed.